T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
A major 8,000-person COVID antibody study by Northwell Health in conjunction with houses of worship that served as test sites confirms what we've been hearing during the COVID crisis, that lower income and people of color are disproportionately getting the disease at higher rates. In fact, it's 27% compared to the general New York City population, which is at 19. The Bronx has the highest percentage, 34%. In Morrisania alone, 43%. That's followed by Brooklyn at 29%, with Brownsville 41%. Governor Cuomo says Northwell will now double the number of churches used as testing sites. In addition,
We're going to partner with Somos Community Care, and I want to thank them very much for stepping up. They're going to open 28 additional testing sites in these zip codes that fit this profile.
They'll also focus on public housing and will deploy outreach teams for public education and distribution of PPEs in these communities. Governor Cuomo made an announcement regarding religious services.
Right now, they can have up to 10 people with strict social distancing guidelines at religious gatherings. We've asked them to consider drive-in and parking lot services for religious ceremonies.
Everyone must wear a mask and must maintain social distancing. The COVID-19 response threat at nursing homes was topic number one for Mayor de Blasio during his briefing today, and he announced additional resources. For one, free on-site virus testing in nursing homes for workers, which will help comply with the state mandate that workers be tested twice a week. The city will also provide more staff for nursing
homes. We asked the nursing homes of the city to tell us what they needed. We put in place almost 250 additional staff in nursing homes citywide, nurses, nurses' aides, other staff. We will continue to fulfill the request from every nursing home. By the end of next week, every outstanding staffing request from every nursing home in New York City will be fulfilled by the City of New York.
There will also be separate outbreak response teams.
Minimum 3 people led by our health department. Each team has an epidemiologist as the lead individual in the team, but they'll bring in additional experts in infection control, mental health, whatever it takes to assist that nursing home to address what they're facing and fix it and move forward.
Going forward, the mayor said we need to look at more ways to keep people in their own homes instead of institutional settings if the proper support can be given. As we await a COVID-19 vaccine, the vaccination rate in the city for other diseases has fallen dramatically during the current crisis. In fact, there is a 91% drop in vaccinations for kids over the age of 2. The mayor said this is an essential reason to leave your home and you do not have to go to a hospital.
Free vaccinations are available at over 1,000 New York City facilities in the Vaccines for Children program. Health and Hospitals is offering vaccinations at all of its clinics, 70 clinics around the city.
Call 844-NYC, the number 4-NYC, for information. In New Jersey, Governor Murphy announces a new partnership with Quest Diagnostics and Walmart to conduct drive-up testing.
Beginning this Friday, so in 2 days, New Jersey residents will be able to take a self-administered, self-swab COVID-19 test at 7 Walmart locations, as you can see, up and down the state: Garfield, North Bergen, Kearney, Flemington, Howell, Burlington, and Mount Laurel.
This will be 3 days per week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. It's by appointment only. Go to myquestcovidtest.com. Today, Connecticut becomes the last state in the nation to begin the reopening process. Governor Ned Lamont.
I think we can proceed on a very thoughtful basis with those businesses that are least likely to be dangerous, most likely to have a real economic value for the state. And I'm looking forward. I think this is a good day for the state.
Outdoor dining, offices, retail shops and malls, museums, zoos, outdoor recreation businesses can all reopen today in Connecticut with social distancing requirements. For details on that, visit ct.gov. Better have your ID with you when you head to the beach this Memorial Day weekend. The Nassau County Legislature today voted to restrict access to Nassau residents only.
Richard Nicolello says keeping New York City residents off Nassau County beaches is a very sound policy during this pandemic.
It's health and safety. You know, there's 8 million residents in the city of New York. If a small fraction of those residents come out to Nassau County to these beaches, it'll completely overwhelm them. It'll overwhelm the Barrier Island roads.
Nicolello is the presiding officer of the Nassau County Legislature. It voted 18-1 to keep the beaches closed to non-residents immediately. The ban, he said, will be lifted as soon as Mayor de Blasio opens the city beaches for swimming. Nicolello says identification will be checked at the gates to the beach and social distancing will be required. Carol DiIoria, 1010 Winds on Long Island.
Drive-in theaters are suddenly making a comeback thanks to COVID-19. In fact, there's a new one opening up in Bergen County.
Beginning June 10th, Demarest Farms, part of the landscape here of the Pascack Valley since the 19th century, will transform part of their amazing farm stand to a drive-in movie theater. It'll be Wednesday through Saturday nights, right through the end of August. They'll even have a concession stand, of course, with social distancing. Besides Grease, they'll be playing classics like Toy Story, Dirty Dancing, Jurassic Park, and Ferris Bueller's Day Off will be on screen. Owner Jason DeGeis and his family looking forward to being a part of the summer of 2020.
You can't help but get choked up and get a tear in your eye for what's going on and how you can be a small part just to give back to the community. We're charging $25 a family. We're keeping it very reasonable. We know people are under hard times, and we just want to give everybody the opportunity to get out and have some fun on the farm.
Better get yours because these tickets are selling fast. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, here in Hillsdale, New Jersey.
New York State today unveiled the top five finalists in the public service announcement contest to get people to wear a mask.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask
to stop the spread of coronavirus
and save lives.
There were more than 600 submissions, and you can vote for your pick online at wearamask.ny.gov. Voting takes place through Memorial Day Monday, the winner to be announced on Tuesday.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.